Hello, my lovelies. This is Miss Anne. I didn't expect to be back so soon, but I got a lot of positive feedback on my previous audio, and I'm so happy and excited to do another. I find it calming and fun as well to make these, and if one person finds them exciting to listen to and benefits from them, then I've succeeded. I'm going to do another improv because I feel I can be more creative and it helps me pay more attention to you than reading and feel less cold, a little bit more fluid. So hopefully we can have more fun today. I'm so excited that we can be together again. So first thing, we got to get ready. So I need you to get in a place where you can be alone, and for a while, where it's fairly quiet, and most importantly, comfortable. It's also better if you have earbuds or earphones, so you can listen to me a little bit better and a little bit more clearer. Now, this place should be dark, so it might be night, or if it's day, close the blinds, the curtains, the shades. Block out the light. Make it dim. Good. Now I want you to do everything slowly. I know we're excited, especially you, but I want you to take your time. Everything has meaning and purpose. Everything that I'm having you do has a reason, and I want you to pay attention to every single thing that I ask you to do or that I want you to do, because it makes it more enjoyable and connects you to what we're doing. It makes it more memorable, you see. So before I have you lay down, I want you to take all your clothes off. Everything. Hats, glasses, shoes, your socks. Slowly. We're taking our time, remember? There's no hurry. Your shirt, pants, underwear. By the time you're finished, you'll be completely exposed, maybe even vulnerable, which is okay. Remember, you're in a comfortable area, and it's just me and you. Nothing to be afraid of. You may feel a little bit cold. You may feel goosebumps. The air hitting every inch of your skin. It feels a little bit weird. Don't worry. It's okay. Stand up straight. Be confident. I want you to feel good. In your own skin, with nothing. No shred of clothing or accessory to weigh you down, to stop you from enjoying yourself. Smile. Good boy. All right. Now go to a place where you can lay down. I want you to lay down facing up, with your hands and your arms at your side, legs spread slightly apart, chin up. Good. Should be looking at a ceiling by now. It's kind of dim, but we're going to make it even darker by closing your eyes. Slowly. Now it's dark, but you can hear my voice, and that's all that matters. And in that darkness, we can create some very interesting imagery. Now that you're laying there for me, exposed, with your eyes closed, we're going to pay attention to your breathing, because it's important for you to calm yourself. And so when you get excited and your heart starts to race, we can control a little bit of that. So by doing this, by relaxing, you're going to inhale through your nose. It's going to be cold. Inhale through your nose very slowly. And exhale through your mouth. Inhale through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. Inhale through your nose. And exhale all the hot air in your lungs and in your chest out. You're feeling a little bit more at ease, more comfortable, a little bit lighter, a little happier, a little safer. And you're going to continue this breathing throughout our session, okay? In through your nose and out your mouth. Good boy. Gonna get a little physical here, if you are able. If not, you can just use your imagination. That's good too. I want you to think about your fingertips. Feel them tingling. It might be hard to imagine feeling your own fingers in your hands, but try your best. Wiggle them slightly so you know they're there. And we're going to explore your body. Now, this isn't awkward at all. This is actually quite good. I want you to just feel your body. We're going to start at the top. You can take your hands, or you're going to imagine your hands and put them on your neck very lightly, and you're going to move your way down your chest. Apply a little bit of pressure so you can feel them in your muscles and over your tummy and down your hips and your thighs. May feel tingly. Now we're going to do it more sensually because we're excited. Spread your fingers, press, even dig in a little bit, pulling your skin upwards now, upwards on your thigh, making some S motions, perhaps. Up your stomach, up your thighs, up to your neck, and touch your face slightly. Caress your face. It feels so good to be touched. Now, these aren't your hands anymore. They're my hands. As I touch your face, it feels warm and soft. And you let me do it because it feels really good. And then I start to caress underneath your neck and down your chest and down your stomach. And kind of graze your cock a little bit, but not yet. We're not going to call attention to that part just yet, because the rest of your body needs attention too. Touch your arms, up your forearms. Feel goosebumps again, your hair raise. Almost itchy. Almost like you want to squirm, but relax. Remember, inhale through your nose and out your mouth. Very good. Feels nice and soft. And going to take our time. the suspense is much better when we take our time. Very good. And remember, every movement that you're making has a purpose. Do you feel me? It's just me and you. Exposed for me. Wanting to give up control to me. Opening your mind. Letting my words flow through you. Creating images. Colors. Scents. Tastes. Anything we can imagine. Nothing else matters except right now. Do you understand? Very good. It's okay to keep caressing, especially if it feels good. Because I like imagining that I'm caressing you and feeling your body, every curve, every muscle, bone, bump, crevice, everything. Everything that you have matters. And I'm moving with purpose. In through your nose. And now through your mouth. Don't forget to breathe. Very good. Now last time, I gave you a little tease. And although unfair, we might get to have a fun ending today. Now you're extra excited. Don't tense up. Relax. Very good. Now, I want you to think about your fingers and your hands. And I want you to squeeze them very tight. And you're going to clench them for me right now. And you're going to feel tension. Tension and pulling. And now I want you to release that tension and relax your hands and your palms and your fingers. And the satisfaction of when that tension is released. We're going to do this one more time. Close your hand into a fist. Clench your fingers tightly, and you're going to hold your hands tightly, tensing your forearms and your hands, and you're going to hold it and then release and open. Very good. Now you're going to do the same thing with your cock. We're going to feel a tension in your groin, and I want you to tense it and tense it and feel your hips and your butt clench a little bit, and you're going to tense. Hold it. Oh, it feels uncomfortable. Just a little more, and then relax. In through your nose and out your mouth. Now this time, I want you to be involved. I want you to take your dominant hand, whether it be left or right. Slowly bring it up and just caress your balls a little bit. Just back and forth. This isn't the usual way that you touch. But it's worth it. And step by step, every move that you're making, there's a reason for it. And just at the fingertips, underneath, all the way around, feel the skin and the heat of your balls. You may even touch your inner thigh a little bit, explore a little bit further. When's the last time you really explored yourself? Are you listening to me? Don't forget to pay attention. Good. Your focus is completely on me, hanging on every word, wondering what I will say next. You're completely relaxed. You have no idea where your body is, but your mind is with me. Good. Now I want you to take your hand and take a finger and just caress down below on your shaft and bring it up all the way to the tip. You may even twitch a little bit. It's good. That's your body reacting to me. Let's go back down, kind of tickly, light. It'll feel very sensitive. Go back down. You're twitching. Don't tense your legs. Relax. Breathe. Good. I want you to take that hand and wrap it around your cock. And we're going to go through this slowly. Very good. Now, I'm going to do a few strokes, pulling down, all the way down, squeezing, and then all the way up to the tip. It doesn't feel like much, but you do feel something. You should be hard and erect. And if not, that's okay. You will be soon. Down and all the way up and down and all the way up. Are you getting messy yet? I like messy. Down and all the way up. And you may turn your hand a little bit like you're screwing something off. Lid, washing something, turning your hand a little bit as you go down, and turning back when you go up. We have a rhythm now. Down and up. Down and up. You feel like you want to go faster, but you can't. Because you're following me. You want to make sure that you follow my instructions to the very last word and sound that I make. Waiting on every word, even the silence in between my words. Down and up. You're stroking for me. Good. You may feel a little bit shaky, twitchy. Now I want you to tighten your grip a little bit more than before. Go faster. Down and up. Down and up. Are you almost there? It's getting a little intense, isn't it? And you're thinking, I want to go so much faster. No, you don't. You want to follow me. And you want to take your time. You want it to last as long as you can. Are you almost there? I want you to be a good boy. Hold it in a little bit longer. Go down. Up. By now, I'm going to go a little faster. Stroking a little bit harder. You can even include your hips feeling a wave of motion. Feeling everything rushing to your cock, waiting to explode. Pumping in your hand, everything pulsating, everything hot and cold at the same time. Going back and forth, but don't forget your breathing. No sounds matter, just me and you. Alright, I'm gonna count down to five. And at one, you're going to come for me, like a good boy. So five, going faster. Four, getting a little bit closer. It's getting intense. Focus on me. Three, you feel something build up, something that just needs to be released. And two, you can't hold it anymore, but you're waiting on my every word until I say that other number that you're just wanting to hear, waiting for me. And you're getting harder until you just can't take it anymore. And one, you're going to come for me. Do it. Come on. Keep going. Oh, it feels so good, doesn't it? Oh, calm down. Keep going. Finally, it feels so good to have that release. So relieving. The tension is gone. You are satisfied. You feel your body just melt. And your heart is racing. But we're breathing as usual. In through your nose and out your mouth like a good boy. Very good. Very good. You've made a mess. Don't go so quickly. Stay with me. Focus. Breathe in and out. Enjoy the ending just as much you did as the beginning. In and out, you are completely empty, but yet you're fulfilled. You followed instructions so well. Keep your eyes closed. Breathe in and out. Good. Now from five to one, I'm going to slowly bring you back to your space. So five, feeling your fingers and your toes move and wiggle. Four, being aware of your surroundings. Three, coming back to the surface. Two, we're opening your eyes. And one, completely aware and happy. It's such a good job for me. Such a good job. It's so satisfying, isn't it? Feels so good. Just me and you being able to play and touch with no consequences, no troubles, just focused on your pleasure and mine. And and you're going to clean up, and you're going to put your clothes back on, and you're going to think about that special moment where time didn't exist, gravity, sounds, nothing existed except your pleasure and your satisfaction with me. You're going to think about next time. I'm so happy that you came for me. I'll see you again. And have a great day or night. Goodbye, my lovelies.